morning. It's time for the Estate and Medicaid Planning Show with the Herzog Law Firm.
Will you still need me? Will you still feed me when I'm 64?
Good morning. I'm Jean Marie Schaefer, and this is the Herzog Law Firm Estate and Medicaid Planning Show.
Oh, it's just you and me, kid. That's just a famous line from a movie I like to say all the time. Anyway, yes, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's right. We may or may not be having a guest today, but for now, it's just you and me. That's right. And all the rest of the guys are on vacation. So.
How do you like that?
I know.
We're here. We're not on vacation. What's the big deal?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Vacations are overrated, right?
Anyway, yes, it is that time of year.
It is that time of year. Everyone seems to go away in August.
Absolutely. So the phone number.
Yes. So it's a call-in show. You can give us a call at 518-476-5900, and we're happy to answer your questions.
Okay.
Hey.
And is there any subject matter you wanted to get into while you're waiting for your guest? Who's your guest? You hope to be your guest.
So I hope to be our guest is Sarah Grimes from NYSARC Trust Services.
Okay.
And we partner with them a lot when we're doing community Medicaid.
Okay.
So I wanted to talk a bit about community Medicaid
and get
into that. And, you know, I did a seminar this week on...
Oh, you did?
Yeah, on aging in place.
Okay.
Which is, it's funny. It's one of our popular seminars.
I can see why, yeah.
But as we were setting up and, you know, getting everything ready, one of the gentlemen in the audience said, I'm aging in place while I'm sitting right here.
Yes, he is.
He is.
Actually, we all are, but yeah.
Yeah, we all are.
I like that expression, aging in place. Yeah, you're right. It could be any place you are. Anyway, I'm going to be sitting here making corny jokes all morning if we don't get down to something serious.
That's right. So aging in place is really staying at home while you age.
Mm-hmm.
And it could be at any place. And then home doesn't necessarily have to be your home where you lived your whole life.
Mm-hmm.
And because we were speaking at a 55 plus apartment community.
Right.
And so we were saying aging in place could be right here.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone loved that place. You know, a lot of these 55 plus communities are really great.
They're really nice. Yeah. And they offer all kinds of things.
This one had a hair salon for the ladies. Mm-hmm. I don't know what the men do, but... Maybe they cut the men's hair also.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, but I've seen some of them which have very nice dining facilities. They have chefs on hand. Was it one of those type of places?
It was. They had you can get meals there. They do trips.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah.
They even have a pool there, which I love.
That's good.
Great.
And good for exercise.
Right.
For any age. Yep.
Yep, good exercise. They have where we were speaking was this wonderful common room where they do activities or they have events going on.
So that's great.
During the week.
What were the comments that you heard or questions that you got from them?
So the questions that I got were, and this happens every time I talk about community Medicaid, is that people don't realize that community Medicaid exists.
Right. Okay.
Right. So you can stay at home.
Mm-hmm.
And have Medicaid pay for your home health aides.
Right.
And that's just people are very familiar with Medicaid being for nursing homes only.
Right.
And that's what they traditionally think of. And some people think that their options are limited just to a nursing home.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And
so you enlightened them on all of that stuff.
I did.
And I bet they were surprised, right?
They're very surprised.
Yeah.
And especially because the costs keep going up. So when I've been practicing for 30 years. I don't want to say that, but...
You have not. Yeah, no, that's... Yeah, I know
but,
what you mean.
But in the past 5 years or so, we used to say home health aid costs were, you know, $25 to $30 an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's about $40 an hour.
Okay, understandable.
Right. I mean, yes.
Just the way things are.
The way things are, prices are going up.
Sure.
And by the way, when I was on Cape Cod on vacation...
Yeah.
The cost of lobsters is through the roof.
Isn't that funny? And they're right there, too, for crying out loud.
I thought it would be cheaper there.
Yeah, would think so.
You know, people talk about the cost of everything going up.
Well, they get the tourist trade, I guess.
Yes, they do.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah, yeah.
If anyone knows where to get cheap lobsters, just give us a call. You know? that'd be great.
But it's not on Cape Cod, so.
It's not.
Yeah, yeah.
So with the cost of home care being $40 an hour,
right.
And, you know, if you need 8 hours a day or if
sure.
you need, you know, 12 hours a day, that's really expensive.
Yeah, yeah.
And so some people would think looking at that I can't afford this. My only option is going to be to go to a nursing home.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it's funny you should say that because when I was dealing with my mother in this same spot,
mm-hmm.
I didn't know.
Right.
I didn't know what you're talking about right now. I wish I had.
Right.
I didn't know that there was help available. Mm-hmm. To get to a better place. Well, I shouldn't say the word better, but I think you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Someplace that we thought was better.
Yeah, someplace that you...
The family liked better.
Maybe that you had more choice in.
And we thought, right.
Right.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So I had no idea that there was help available. And it's good that you're there telling people there is.
There is help available, right? Even to go back to the nursing homes for a moment, another common misconception is that Medicaid doesn't get you into a good nursing home, which is not true. Basically, all of the nursing homes accept Medicaid.
Right.
So if you're on Medicaid, that's not going to stop you from getting into what we consider one of the better ones.
Okay.
So you can still get into those homes. You just have to, make sure that you do everything right to apply for and be approved for Medicaid.
Mm-hmm.
But then if you do, you should have all those same options.
So you should apply. You should look for... A place.
Yes.
And then go from there and talk to you guys.
Yeah, that's right.
And get the advice as to what you need to do from that point forward.
Right. If it's not a crisis and you know, for example, maybe someone has Alzheimer's and you're anticipating, okay, maybe we're going to need a nursing home.
Sure, this is
going to
happen, yeah.
Right. You can start looking and you can apply even if you're not, you know, in a hospital. You can apply from the community.
Yeah.
And you could get yourself on the waiting list.
Right.
So you could... possibly get yourself into one that you choose.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Whereas on the other hand, if you are in the hospital because you fell or there's some crisis and you have to go to a nursing home, it's really rushed.
Right.
They give you 24 hours and they tell you to pick 5 nursing homes.
That's that's what happened to me.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Exactly. Yeah. And it was tough. I mean, you know, the first one we found was not great.
Right. And sometimes there isn't any other ones available.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. But we didn't know what our choices were.
Right. Right.
To tell you the truth. And and again, I wish we had. And I didn't consult someone like you guys.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because I didn't know to. So, again,
right.
This is really important stuff.
Yeah, it is. It's good. You do have choices. And you can push back a little when they're forcing you to go
to
one of those. But it's all tough. And sometimes you need... You know, the advice of an elder law attorney, you need someone to help you advocate, for your rights. Also, once you get to a nursing home, they have, I'll call it like a bias, perhaps, towards keeping you there.
Yeah.
So if you're in a hospital, you go to rehab, and now you're thinking, okay, we want to work to get mom or dad back home.
Mm-hmm.
They're not necessarily going to be helping you towards that, right? They may be discouraging you.
Right, yeah. Exactly, yeah.
And saying, well, no, I think it's she can't go home or, you know, she really needs to stay here. But with community Medicaid or other things that you can do, you could set up a whole care plan and take, you know, your parents out of the nursing home.
Yeah, absolutely.
And
that's such
a
good thing to know. It really is.
It is.
That there is help out there and you don't necessarily, like, you know, you could stay home now more than ever, actually, from what you guys have been telling me over these past few years.
Right.
You know, the choices are wonderful. And let's face it, everybody wants to stay home.
Everyone wants to stay home.
You know, everyone.
You're just, it's more comfortable.
And that's the goal, you know, that you're trying to reach.
That's right. And that's what we're trying to help our clients get to, you know, for themselves or for their family.
Yeah.
Get them home, give them the help that they need.
Right.
You know, Medicaid's a big piece of it, but there's other pieces of it. What else can you use, in the community to get you to stay at home? That's where, Kim Hance, we're lucky enough to have.
Yep, and Kim was here last week, and we were discussing that a bit well. So, and Kim is so good at that.
Yeah, we're lucky to have someone like Kim work for us who can really help you put all that whole plan together.
Yeah, absolutely.
sometimes it's not just the home health aides. It's like, what types of equipment can I get to stay at home?
Right.
You know, can I get meals delivered?
Right.
Can I get transportation? And all these little things are what keep you independent. They keep you at home.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, it's, yeah, it's all important stuff, and it's everything that people may or may not know about. And so this was your conversation with these folks this week. And was that the only appearance you made? Or is...
Well, this week, that was the only, that was the only seminar I gave. But, you know, I spoke to clients about this yesterday who have a family member with, you know, mid-stage Alzheimer's.
Okay.
And... luckily, their son lives two doors away, which is really fantastic.
So they have family help. Is he helpful enough? And he's okay.
Yeah. Okay. He was at the meeting with us.
Oh, good.
Yeah. So mom's helping. He's helping.
Good.
And you would think with all that help, that would be enough. But it's this.
Sometimes it's not.
It's not. And with this disease, sometimes it's too much. And they
had a lot to handle.
It's a lot to handle. They had been in, you know, months ago talking about it.
Yeah.
And then they came back and they're like, okay, I think we really do need some outside help.
Right. Okay.
Right.
And of course, stepped in?
Yeah. They don't want to put him in a nursing home and they don't have to. So we're going to be able to take care of him at the house. We're going to be able to get some care in to give, you know, the mom and the son a break. Right.
Yep. Yep. We're able to find the funding to bring in some people.
That's right.
That can come to the home and help the patient.
That's right. Because the, you know, the caregiver, you know, in this case, the mom, she's getting tired because he's not necessarily sleeping through the night.
Right, yeah.
And that's sometimes where things, you know, break down a little bit. And
absolutely, Oh, yeah. You can get extremely frustrating. If you're a caregiver, you certainly know what we're talking about here. You can just throw up your hands and say, I can't do this.
Sometimes,
anymore.
They do. That's
right. You know. There is help available, and the Herzog Law Firm and Jane Marie Schaefer, who is here to represent the law firm, is here to tell you there is help.
That's right. So you could get someone to come in, perhaps an overnight aide, right? And we see that frequently with individuals who are up at night.
And overnights can be, a bear.
They can be, from what I've heard from people who've been through it.
Oh, certainly, yeah.
Right. And the son was also helping out, but he works. So he can't really stay up all night helping his mom watch his dad if he has to go to work.
And does he have a family? I mean,
yes, he does.
So you've got your own family and your job you have to take care of. It's an awful lot.
It is a lot. Yep. Right. So, you know, and the other thing that people don't realize is that, you know, a lot of people say, okay, this sounds fantastic, right? Community Medicaid is great. Yeah. People can come into the home and help keep me there. But I make too much money or I have too much assets to qualify for Medicaid.
Yeah, that seems to be what you've been telling me over the years, a misconception.
It is a big misconception, right?
Yeah.
Some people are adamant, oh, I'll never qualify for that.
Right.
And I'm like, okay, well, hold on. Mm-hmm. You know, why don't we go through what you have? Let's take a look at it. And I'll bet that we can get you qualified. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
It's a very rare case where we can't, you know, get you qualified for Medicaid.
Yep.
Because there's things we could do with both your income and your assets to get you qualified.
Right. So if you're a caregiver, don't throw up your arms. Don't give up hope because it's there.
That's right. That's right. It's there. And the, you know, there's trust that we can do. And that's usually what it comes down to. Or transferring assets out of your name. You know, it's going to be.
Well, that's the other side of it, too. Yeah. you know, your property and what am I looking at? Your wealth.
Your wealth, your assets, your investments.
Your assets,
right. And you can qualify. And there's always something that we could do. You know, if you're married, we can put the assets in your spouse's name. If you're not married, we could put assets in a trust. And then the next thing I get is clients say, well, but it's a 5-year look back, right? Or sometimes they'll say it's a 7-year look back, right?
Yeah, people hear things and, you know, they kind of like say, oh, well, I can't do this. And you need to clarify.
Right. Or they'll say, I was
with these people. Yeah,
I was looking on the internet. I was Googling this. I'm like, I said, please don't do that.
Boy, it wouldn't be true if it wasn't on the internet.
That's right. Don't.
We hear that all the time.
Right, you're going to get some misinformation when you're on the internet.
Yeah. You're very kind the way you say it. You may get some misinformation.
That's right.
Yeah, that's for sure. Absolutely. So you're here to clear that up. That's for sure.
And there, I mean, and actually, I see what some of these people are talking about on Instagram. I'm on Instagram reading some things, mm-hmm. and an ad pops up that you can get paid $1,500 a week to take care of your loved ones.
Oh, good grief.
So this is kind of taking these Medicaid programs and like turning it into something commercial that they're marketing to you.
Mm-hmm. On. Yeah, stay away from that stuff.
And then that's terrible, right? And, and I went and read the ad, and it's like, well, laws vary by state, right?
I'm sure. Shall we take a break?
Sure, let's take a break, and we'll be back right after this.
You've been listening to the Estate and Medicaid Planning Show with the Herzog Law Firm. Join us every week to learn more about protecting the assets you've worked hard for, options available for Medicaid planning, and more. With offices located in Corporate Woods in Albany, Saratoga Springs, and 130 North Front Street in Kingston, our attorneys are here to help you. If you'd like to schedule an appointment to speak with David, Jane Marie, or Phil, please call us during normal business hours Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. To contact us in Albany or Saratoga offices, call 518-465-7581 or our Kingston office at 845-338-6405. Let the Herzog Law Firm help navigate a plan that works for you and your family. Now back to the Estate and Medicaid Planning Show with the Herzog Law Firm.
And welcome back. I'm Jane Marie Schaefer, and this is the second half of the Herzog Estate and Medicaid Planning Show, where we answer questions about trust, Medicaid, wills, all kinds of things. Medicaid, we've been talking about Medicaid planning.
Right.
It's a call-in show. You can give us a call at 518-476-5900.
I'm staring at the phone right now. Jane Marie, that was pretty good. During the commercial break, Jane Marie ran out to the front door to see if our guest had shown up this morning. And you're a little out of breath. But
I know. It's embarrassing that I'm out of breath. It's not very far.
You did pretty good. So there you go.
I'm fast, but I was out of breath.
All right. So.
So we were talking before the break about community Medicaid and how, you know, that's a great option that people don't always realize. And then the other thing that people don't realize is that, you know, they think they don't qualify for it.
And that's right. And that's right. And that's what you're there to say. Well, not necessarily.
Right. They think they have too much assets or too much income.
Yeah.
And we're here to tell them that you can qualify.
And you got a lot of questions on that at your last seminar, you were saying.
Yes, I did. We spent a bunch of time talking about that. And with the income, you know, there isn't really a number that's too high to qualify.
Right. That's important to know, too.
That's important.
Yeah. You were saying some people say, you know, I'm making too much or I have too much.
That's
right. I have too many assets. I own too much.
That's right. And in terms of owning too many assets, we talk about this, you know, frequently, but you can handle that problem by putting your assets into an irrevocable trust, and that protects them for Medicaid purposes, and that can get you eligible for Medicaid. Normally, it's 5 years before you would be eligible for Medicaid. However, on a community Medicaid situation, you can be eligible right away.
Right.
Where there's no waiting period, and that is what's kind of shocking or surprising, that I could set up a trust now and I could apply for community Medicaid next month.
As far as community Medicaid is concerned, state to state, does it vary?
It varies wildly from
state to state. Okay, so in New York, you deal with New York.
Right.
And
New York is
a lot of good things we do here in the state of New York.
It is. And it's one of the better programs around the country. So it's a great program. Other states don't have as robust programs. They may not offer as many, you know, benefits.
Right.
Other states have waiting lists to get into these programs.
Oh, my.
Because they have limits on them.
You imagine.
A couple-year waiting list.
No, And what do you do in those 2 years while you're waiting around?
Right.
Yeah, so we don't have to worry about that here in the state of New York. So that's good. And people like you can get right to work helping other people.
That's right, because we can get you on community Medicaid, you know, fairly quickly. You still have to go through the administrative process. That's going to take a couple months, unfortunately.
Right.
But you could become eligible very quickly. And you could get your assets in the trust, and you can become eligible.
Right.
The other piece is the income piece. So the income piece, and then people are a little put off when I say this at first, because the income amount is only $1,800 per month to qualify.
Okay, now what does that mean?
So your income Right. We're going to look at all of your income, and that's going to be Social Security, pension, right. IRA distributions, interest or dividends. So we're going to add that all up and see how much is your monthly income. If your monthly income is more than $1,800 mm-hmm. per month, it doesn't mean that you don't qualify. Mm-hmm. It means that you can still qualify for community Medicaid with something called a spend down.
Okay. Now, when you say monthly income, mm-hmm. it can be anything. Social Security.
Yes. Social Security counts okay, towards
right.
that.
Okay.
Right.
All right. Gotcha.
So if your monthly income is $2,800, okay. we'll try and keep the math easy. It's yeah. early in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And the allowance is $1,800 a month. Mm-hmm. You have a $1,000 spend down. Right, your income is $1,000 over the amount that you're allowed to have.
Mm-hmm.
And what you can do with that spend down is you yeah. can put that into something called a pooled income trust.
Okay. All right. So it can't be touched.
Well, it can't be touched by Medicaid, but mm-hmm. you still have use of those funds to pay your monthly bills.
Okay. All right. That's good to know.
Right. So if your income is higher than $1,800 a month, yeah. you can still qualify by using this trust.
Okay.
And
you can set that up. That's great to know.
Right. So it takes a little bit. Yeah. You know, what do you mean? You can still use that money. So yeah. if you have rent to pay or a mortgage or real estate taxes.
Well, everybody has bills to pay, you know. You,
right.
You know, stuff around the house, for crying out loud. Yeah.
Right. And you can pay those bills out of the pooled income trust.
Mm-hmm.
So basically what this trust is allowing you to do is allowing you to keep all of your income to pay all of your expenses at home.
Mm-hmm.
And Medicaid is going to step in to pay for the home health aids.
Okay. Oh, that's great. Okay.
Right. Right. And when you think about it, well, okay, why would the state do that, right? Well,
yeah.
right. Well, yeah. putting you in a nursing home is actually going to be more expensive for the state.
That's true. Yeah. Right. That's very true. So good point.
So having you at home is generally going to be cheaper.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why the state supports a program like that to try and keep their costs down. You know, it keeps you at home. So mm-hmm. it can be something that benefits everyone in the end.
So if you need several different people at home
mm-hmm. yes.
for care, at home, for home
mm-hmm.
care.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm not saying this right, but I think you know what I mean. Yeah. Does it matter?
Nope.
Is it okay?
Nope. So after you get approved for Medicaid, they're going to evaluate you and see how many hours of care you need.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it is a schedule that you need to have two or three different people coming in and out of your home.
Right, right.
And that's fine. There's going to be a schedule set up where those hours are filled in different ways.
Yeah, that's great. That's great.
And it's a really good program. And with that income piece of it, you know, you can still pay all of your expenses. So I was meaning.
So there is a way.
With clients yesterday who are living in one of those 55 plus communities, mm-hmm. not the one where I spoke at, but a different one.
Yeah. 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 And, there's a lot out there and more are being,
there's more being built. Yeah,
yeah,
there are.
Yeah.
There are. And yeah, they're really quite nice.
They are.
And I qualified to go into one.
You're not that old yet.
Anyway, so they were going to use this trust and use that money to uh-huh. pay the rent for their apartment.
Okay.
And so that's how they could still stay there, right? Because they couldn't afford the rent if they lost that piece of their husband's income.
Okay. I see. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Right. So if they were stuck to just the $1,800 per month, they couldn't stay there.
Right.
But because of the piece of the puzzle where they can use that spend down money to pay the rent,
mm-hmm.
they can stay there. They can pay the rent.
Right.
Still have use of, you know, the other funds to pay other bills. And then get the help that they need in the house.
Okay. So and if your monthly income is under mm-hmm. $1,800, not a problem really to qualify.
Yep. No, not a problem at all. So if
right.
you're under
so
$1,800.
That's what this whole thing means, yeah.
Right. You don't have to deal with this extra trust and you can just keep that income and qualify for
right.
Medicaid.
Right.
Right.
Cool.
So I think just more people need to be aware of that.
Yeah, you're right.
Now, the question I get these days is, mm-hmm. is Medicaid still going to be there for me?
Right. Well, yeah. You see, I imagine you get that every day.
I do get that every day. That's right.
Yeah, yeah. And from younger people, I know, yeah, that are worried about what's going to happen down the road.
They are. And unfortunately, we may be starting to see some cuts coming in. I think they'll be starting slowly. So I think the general message is if you think you need community Medicaid, you should go out and apply for it.
Mm-hmm. Right away?
Probably, yeah. There's, you know, some changes coming up where they're going to make it, they're not necessarily taking it away, but they're going to make it harder to qualify for community Medicaid.
Right.
And there's one that's taking effect September 1st.
Oh, okay.
And that change that's taking effect September 1st is that to medically qualify for community Medicaid, they're raising the bar a little bit. So right now, if you want to qualify for community Medicaid, you have to show that you need help with 2 out of 6 activities of daily living. And they're going to change that to 3 out of 6.
Okay. Well,
so you may say, all right, what's the difference, 2 or 3?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, maybe not, but a big difference, but it is going to limit the amount of people who can apply.
And who says, I mean, does a doctor have to do that for you and say, okay?
It's not a doctor. It's the Medicaid in general, their independent assessment units. They're the ones who have to qualify.
Oh, so Medicaid makes that assessment.
They're going to make that assessment.
Okay.
So it may be that you have to be a little bit, more advanced in your needs before you could get community Medicaid.
Right, right. But that's September, you say?
That's in September. Yeah, that one is coming up soon.
Okay.
Yeah, there's another potential cut where they may limit the number of people who can be part of this one waiver program that we like to use. So little things, are trickling in. Mm-hmm. It won't have a big effect at first, but it can in the long term.
Right.
I would say right now where there isn't any major changes,
right,
you should not hesitate to learn about it. You can give us a call and come in to talk about community Medicaid, see what your options are.
Mm-hmm.
If it's something you're thinking about or you've been on the fence about, I would say you should apply for it while it's still fully available.
That's right. And I should mention at this point that you guys give free consultations.
We do. We do. We give free consultations. You can give our office a call at 518-465-7581. We have 4 offices now.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Right? We have Kingston. I want to say Kingsbury. We have Kingston and Queensbury.
There you go. Yeah, I can see where that would. Yeah,
I'm combining those.
The
names.
King and Queen. Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah.
So from Kingston in the south to Queensbury in the north,
right,
and then Saratoga and Albany in between. So we can see you in any one of these 4 offices.
Absolutely.
We know we apply for Medicaid in most of the upstate counties that are in this area, down to the Mid-Hudson Valley.
Right.
So we can help you and give you advice about Medicaid in all of these different areas. Or just about trusts or wills or probate. We are a full estate planning firm.
Right, right. I should mention, too, and some people do get confused every now and then, here in Albany, it's Saturday. If you're listening in the Hudson Valley, you're listening on Sunday. We're recording this for a playback in the Hudson Valley tomorrow morning.
That's
so
right.
So if you're in the Hudson, hello, Hudson Valley, it's Sunday, I know.
Yeah, hello.
But here in Albany, it's Saturday. Isn't that strange how that works? But anyway,
it is strange.
And I mentioned that.
When I meet clients in Kingston, a lot of them do listen to the show, so I want to say a shout out hi to my people down in Kingston.
See, there you go.
The South area.
Yeah.
That's right.
Absolutely.
As well as the people up here.
Right. So the other guys are on vacation. Anybody coming back next week, or is...
I think everyone is coming back
oh,
next,
okay. That's
but
good.
Next week we'll have a full... I don't actually know who is on next week, but it'll be 2 out of the 4 of us.
Oh, okay. That
that's always
good.
Guaranteed.
Well, look at that. Right. We got about 30 seconds left. What do you have to... What do you think? How do you want to wrap this up?
I want to say, well, steer away from Medicaid. Go out and enjoy the summer, right, before the summer ends.
I know. It's going to be over before you know
it. We're halfway through August, and it goes so quickly, and I know kids are going to be going back to school before you know it.
Right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
That's right.
Summers always fly by here. I know some people say, I can't wait for fall. Well, you know what? Summer is so short.
Yeah, it is.
It's too hot. Hey, it's going to get real cold, so, stop your complaining and enjoy the summer.
I know it's too short. I saw Halloween candy out.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
It's there.
Enjoy your weekend. Bye-bye.
We'll see you.
Day. Thank you for listening to the Estate and Medicaid Planning Show with the Herzog Law Firm. For more information on their services, please visit herzoglaw.com. If you would like to speak with one of their attorneys, please contact the Albany office at 518-465-7581 or their Kingston office at 845-338-6405.